We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ha'ose Shliach Ligbois Choivoi, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Vav. This halacha is based on Chapter 5 in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Shekosuv, and based on what we're learning here, we'll understand what the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Chapter 30, Vahoyo adiroi mimenu, their leader, their ruler, will be from among them, from among the Jewish people, umoishloi mikirbo yetze, and their ruler will come forth from among them, vihikravtiv, Hashem says, I will bring him close to me, veniga sheloi, and he will approach me, he will come close to me, kimi hu ze orav eslibo ilogeshe selai, Num Hashem. Because Hashem says, which person has the audacity, in a sense, to come close to me, to approach me on his own? So in other words, it's only because Hashem will kavyochel extend his hand first. Hashem will reach out to bring him close. That's what will allow the Jewish leader to come close also, to come close on his own. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki zeh hamikro ne'emar al Moshiach. This pasuk is talking about Moshiach. Shehu Moshe Kamuva, who is an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, as is brought in the Sforim. Sheyizke labchina hanal b'shleimus. Moshiach is the one who is going to be zeche to achieve what we said before, to perfection, meaning labchina saspaklaria hameira. He's the one who's going to be zeche to see Hashem very clearly, which means lasois hamitzvois besimcha mehamitzvah biatzma. He's going to be the one who, when he performs a mitzvah, is not doing it for any future reward. He's not looking out into the distance or future. His reward is in the present. It's right now, right here. Vaideze nichlal b'Hashem yisborach b'shleimus. And we learned earlier, when a tzaddik is zoche to do mitzvahs in that manner, with that attitude, that his olam haba is in the mitzvah itself. His reward is the privilege of doing the mitzvah itself. When a tzaddik reaches that level, kaviyochel, he becomes part of Hashem b'shleimus, 100%. V'chol ho'olam yeh nichlal imoy, and the entire world plugs into Hashem together with that tzaddik. V'alkein yihye ikar tikun ho'olam al yodoi. And this is why Moshiach, who is Bechinas Moshe, who will achieve this to perfection, he's the one who the main tikkun of the world will be accomplished through him. V'sehu, this is what the pasuk means when it says, V'hikravtiv, I'll bring him close to me, V'nigash Eloi, and he will come mamish close to me. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'nigash Eloi, daika. Look at the wording in the pasuk. Look how Hashem defines a tzaddik. Sheyeh nichlal bi, he will become part of me. Ve'imo yeh nichlal kol ho'ilam, and together with him, the entire world will be able to be plugged into Hashem. Azai bevada yistakein hakol, and then when that's accomplished, everything will have a tikkun. As the pasuk concludes there, Umi hu ze orav eslibo ilogeshe selai. Who is this that whose heart, you know, inspires him to come close to me? The kanal, as we mentioned earlier. Logeshes means not just to approach, but also to bring close, to bring the entire world close to Hashem. V'alkein nikro adir u'moishel. And it's for this reason that the pasuk there uses the term adiroi and moishloi. The tzaddik, Moshiach, is referred to as adir and moishel, ki hu bechinas tzaddik moishel, because he is the one who is in the category of a tzaddik who rules. Ki einoi bechinas mekabel klal, kemoi shenichtov lekamon, ein shom, because the tzaddik who's on this level, he's not a taker at all whatsoever. He's only a giver, as Rav Nosson Zal will explain later. Ayin Shom, take a look later where Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this. Before we continue, I want to mention that today's shir is dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Moshe Bereb Boruch Schneier, who is the father of one of our close friends and one of the people who makes this shiur happen, Yaakov Goldman. Paragraph Zion. V'alkein ein novi rashai lechadesh dovor me'ato. And based on what we're learning here, you'll be able to understand why the Gemara says a prophet has no right to introduce anything new to Klal Yisrael nowadays. Ki einonu yicholim la'asli shum mitzvah v'hanhogo kiim al pi Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashom. Because we, Klal Yisrael, are not allowed to perform any mitzvah or any minhag unless it's been handed down via Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu novi bas baklaria meira. He is the prophet who's on a level that's called Aspaklaria Meira. He sees Hashem very clearly. Shal yidei mitzvois of Hagdoshim, shekibel mipi hagvura, benevuosai Hagdosha Baspaklaria Meira, because it's through the holy mitzvahs which Moshe Rabbeinu received directly from Hashem in his clear prophecy, v'gam achshav, and nowadays also, thousands of years later, anuosin kol hamitzvos al daitoi. We today are performing all the mitzvahs based on the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu, based on how Moshe Rabbeinu passed it on to us from Hashem. Umekashrim kol hamitzvos olav. And we attach all of our mitzvahs to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rab Nosson Zal says, as we actually say when it comes to performing most of the mitzvahs, we actually say these words, Kasher tzivisoni al yidei Moshe avdecha, as you, Hashem, commanded us through your servant Moshe Rabbeinu. Val yodoi daiko onu yecholin lamalois ritzoin Hashem yisborach, and it's through Moshe Rabbeinu specifically that we have the ability to fulfill the will of Hashem, ulesaken kol ha'olam kuloi, and to perfect, to complete the whole world, ulehalois kol ha'olam l'sharoshoi, and to elevate the entire world and plug it into its roots, its origin, into Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, einon yicholim la'asos shum mitzvah al pinovi. We are not allowed to perform any mitzvah via any other prophet, ki ein novi reshoi lechadesh dovar me'ata, because no prophet is on a madrega, on a level, to introduce any new mitzvahs now, ki kol hanaviim hisnabu basbaklaria she'eno meira, because the Gemara tells us all the other prophets besides Moshe Rabbeinu, their prophecy was in the form of asbaklaria she'eno meira. They did not see Hashem very clearly. They saw Hashem kaviyochel from the distance. Levad Moshe Rabbeinu alav hasholem, with the exclusion of Moshe Rabbeinu, hisnabe basbaklaria hameira. He was the only one who saw Hashem so clearly. Shehu bechina simcha me'amitzvah ba'atzma, which corresponds to what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 5 in Likut Imran, like the Jew who's performing a mitzvah, where his joy, his happiness, is not, his reward is not in the distance, it's not in the future, his reward is in the mitzvah itself. As he's doing the mitzvah, he's experiencing Olam Haba. That's his Gan Eden. Shal yodoi daiko yecholim lekayim rotzna Hashem yisborach. It's through Moshe Rabbeinu specifically that we, Klal Yisrael, have the ability to fulfill the will of Hashem, v'lasois kol hamitzvois, and to perform all the mitzvois, sheheim chiyus v'tikun ho'ilam, which are the source of life and perfection of the whole world. Paragraph Ches. Ki ikar tikun ho'ilam lemalois kol hachesroina shel ho'ilam hu daiko al yidei bechinas Moshe shehu bechinas novi bas baklaria meira. Because the main rectification of the world, to correct, to fix and fill in everything that's lacking in the world, is only through Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a Navi on the level of us, Baklar Yamira. Shehu mi shezoich alasei samitzvah besimcha gedol mi'amitzvah v'yatzma. He is like one who's on a level to perform a mitzvah with complete joy and happiness from the mitzvah itself. At she'enoi roitze lekabel shum schar oylam haba b'yad ha-mitzvah, to the point where he's not interested in getting any future reward, any olam haba for the mitzvah. Ki ho'olam haba shaloi hu ba'mitzvah b'yatzma, because his ho'olam haba is in the performance of the mitzvah itself. The joy and pleasure that he feels in performing the mitzvah, that's his olam haba. There's no bigger joy that the person can have than that. Ki ikar, now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki ikar b'riyas ho'olam choyo rak b'shvil ha'tachlis hazeh. Because the whole purpose of the creation of the world was really just for this. Lizkois lesimcho shel mitzvah nal. For man to rise to such a level where they can perform mitzvahs with such simcha that the performance of the mitzvah is their olam haba. Dehainu lizkois sheyi el odom simcha mi'amitzvah bi'atzma ad shelo yirtze shum olam haba. That the person should be zeicha to experience such joy from performing the mitzvah to the point where he doesn't want any olam haba. Sheze ikar tachlis kavonas habriya. This was the main purpose of creation. This was what Hashem was really looking for in creating the world. That he would be zeicha in the world, there would be such people who would achieve such a level. Ubishvil zeh nivra hakoil. And it's for these tzaddikim who would achieve this level, that's what Hashem created everything for. V'alkein, and therefore, ayidei zeh daiko oile kol ha'oilam amaloyoi betachlis hu'aliyah, v'nichlal b'shoroshoi, v'nistakein kol ha'oilam, v'nismalei kol echisroi nishol koilam. And therefore, it's through this kind of activity, by performing mitzvahs in this manner, that the whole world and everything in it gets elevated to the highest elevation that it can possibly achieve, and it becomes plugged into its roots, which is Hashem, and the whole world gets fixed, and everything that's lacking in the world gets filled in. Through this inyan of tzaddikim being able to perform mitzvahs in this manner. We know there's the famous story of the Baal Shem Tov. We're speaking now, we're still in the month of Nisan. We're towards the end. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. So we're still in Nisan. And a few days ago, we celebrated Pesach. And on Shvi Shel Pesach, there's the custom among Hasidim to tell over the story of the Baal Shem Tov's trip to Eretz Yisrael. And in that trip, one of the things that took place was he met a couple who were originally from Berlin, from Germany, who chased him. They traveled to Ukraine, to Carpathian Mountains, to try to find him. And when they heard that he left on a trip to Israel, they chased him from city to city to city until they finally caught up with him in Istanbul, Turkey, which means they crossed the ocean, whatever it was, to get there. And that's where they met up with him, and they had the Seder night with the Baal Shem Tov, this couple. And in the middle of the Seder, the Baal Shem Tov said to them, prior to hearing what their issue was, why they came to him, the Baal Shem Tov said to them, I know why you've come to me. I know the problem. The problem was that they had been medically diagnosed that they cannot have children. And they were not willing to accept that, to live with that. So they chased the Baal Shem Tov all the way to the Tim. And the Baal Shem Tov said, you should know that you've been blessed. Bingo. That the problem is resolved. You are having children. And the moment the Baal Shem Tov said that, he went into like a stupor, which his daughter who was with him and others knew that this means he's experiencing an Aliyas Neshama. He's taking a temporary leave of absence from this world, going up to the upper worlds. And then they saw him put his head down, and they saw him look very upset for a moment. He looked very, very upset. And then he smiled and said, so what? So I'll serve Hashem without Olam Haba. And then they saw him smile. They saw a big smile, and that was the end of the performance. Show completed. And afterwards, the Baal Shem Tov explained to them that what had taken place was that when he made that statement, a fact, this wasn't a prayer, this wasn't a bakasha, this was a decision. The Baal Shem Tov made a decision, like the Pasuk says, there are tzaddikim or on that level of vatigzer oimer vayokom loch, where the tzaddik issues a decree and Hashem complies. So when the Baal Shem Tov decided that this couple will have children, despite the fact that al piteva, based on the rules of nature, it was an impossibility, which means Hashem had to go in and adjust the computers up there. Everything had to be modified to accommodate the Baal Shem Tov's demand. There was a kitrug in heaven. There was a complaint in heaven that, hey, you don't do that. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you forcing a change of nature? That's something that happens only on very, very rare occasions, like Kriyas Yamsuf, splitting the Red Sea, and only for thousands of people. Here, for one couple, you're forcing us to rewrite all the textbooks, to get rid of all the science books and everything. We have to rewrite the whole thing. So there was a kitrug, Lamala, there was a complaint, and there was a decision issued that the Baal Shem Tov loses his Olam Haba. Finished. So his first reaction to that was, whoa, I worked pretty hard. I spent a whole lifetime till today killing myself for Hashem like only tzaddikim can. And swoosh, the whole thing went away, disappeared. So his first reaction was sort of like somebody getting punched in the stomach. But immediately afterwards, he came back and said, so good. So now I'll serve Hashem without no Olam Haba. And when he said that, there was another explosion in heaven. The Satan got really nervous because he knew that when a person does that, when a person gets to that level where he's serving Hashem without any interest in reward whatsoever, then Hashem really wants to reward him. Then Hashem says, no, we ain't going to give him billions, we're going to give him trillions. So the Satan said, no, give it to him back, give him his old Olam. No. Just give him back his Olam Haba, we'll let it go this time, period. So we see that there are tzaddikim, you know, who are bechinas Moshe, a tzaddik who gets to a level where he's capable of serving Hashem without any interest leaving Olam Haba out of it. My Olam Haba will be in the mitzvah itself. I'll experience Olam Haba in the performance of the mitzvah itself. Back inside. Kizeh yodua, because this is a known fact. Sheikar klal kol habriya shel kol ha'olam iskula meirosh v'atzoif hakol ha'yorak bishvil ha'odom, that the purpose of Hashem creating all of the worlds, the world of the angels, the world of the throne, all the billions and zillions of worlds that Hashem created, and everything in them, was all for the sake of man, bishvil ha'odom, for the sake of human beings. Kidei sheyizke ha'odom ba'olam hazeh lavoid, so that man would be privileged in this physical, materialistic world to serve Hashem, to work, ulehistaker scharoi, and to earn his reward, mishulam, to earn his complete paycheck, based on the service of Hashem, based on working for Hashem that the human being would perform in this materialistic world, out of his own choice, without being forced. We're not robots, we're not angels. We can choose to comply with Hashem, or we can choose chas v'shalom to go against Hashem. And when a human being, when a Jew makes the right choice to serve Hashem, he gets a paycheck for that, a serious paycheck, relative to how well he performs, etc., etc. Kedei shelo yoichal nahamo dekisufa, so that we should not be eating bread of shame. Asher rak bishvil zeh hoya kol habriya kula kiyadua. And it's only for this reason that Hashem went ahead and made the entire creation, kayadua, as is known, umuva b'sforim, and as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah and other sforim, ki mitchilo hoiso haneshama oicheles nama dekisufa, because originally all of our souls were up in heaven, and we were enjoying the splendor of Hashem, we were enjoying all the light and everything, but it was nama dekisufa. We were embarrassed and ashamed because we hadn't earned it. It was freebie. And when a person is given freebie, when a person is giving something for free that they know they didn't do anything to deserve or earn or work for it, it can't be a complete pleasure. There's something missing. There's something lacking there. As the Gemara says in Baba Kama, page 116, a person who eats what's not theirs, what they haven't earned, what they haven't done anything to be worthy of, they're embarrassed to look into the face of the one that's giving it to them. Whereas Hashem loves to do good. And Hashem wants our souls to have complete pleasure, not 90% pleasure or 80%. He wanted the Jewish souls to be able to enjoy 100% pleasure. That we should not be enjoying that light in the form of a freebie, where we're charity cases. We don't have anything. We didn't earn anything. We didn't work for it at all. It's being given to us for free. That wasn't good enough, Hashem. Hashem loves us too much to have us live that kind of a life. A life of being a charity case and just getting everything for free without having any feeling of having done anything to deserve it or be worthy of it. And it's for that reason that Hashem went ahead and did the entire creation from beginning to end. Ve'ikar hatachlis, and the main purpose and goal of all of this creation, hu hasimcha, is happiness, to achieve real happiness. Shehu ikar haschar v'ho'isher v'achroin. That's the ultimate reward. That's the ultimate solution. You know, that on that future date, when Mashiach comes, when the time comes for Hashem paying, that's when we're going to experience total happiness. As the Pasuk says, V'omar b'yoyim hahu, we will say on that future date, Hine Elokeinu ze, that's my Hashem. And we will rejoice and be happy with Hashem's salvation. That's the ultimate reward. That's the ultimate goal and conclusion of the whole creation. As the Gemara says in Tainus, page 31, Hashem is going to make a circle, a rikud, a dance, for all the tzaddikim in the future. They're all going to be dancing in a circle together with Hashem. And Hashem's going to be the Rosh Cholet, says there. Hashem's going to be leading this circle. And they're all going to say, Ki besimcha seitzeyu. As the Pasuk says, with happiness, we're going to come out of all of this exile and darkness. Sosoin v'simcha yasigu. We're going to achieve the highest levels of joy and happiness. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 16, Soiva Semochoi says Ponecha, we will be satiated and satisfied with the joy and happiness that's radiating from Hashem's face. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says on that Pasuk, Simcha She'ein Lokates, He has Simcha Shelosid. Infinite happiness is the happiness of the future, the happiness we're going to experience in the future. V'chein mavoyera b'psukim rabim ma'oid. And Rav Nosson says you find this mentioned in many psukim throughout the Torah, that this is what it's really, this is what the finish line is for this world. The finish line is going to be wall-to-wall happiness, joy, like you never saw before. Ki Hashem yisporach hu etzem hasimcha kaviyochel. Because Hashem is the ultimate in happiness. Kamesha Kosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 697, Hoid Vahonor Lefonov, Ois Vechedva Bimkoimoi, that there is beauty and radiance before Hashem, there is power and happiness in the place of Hashem. Hashem is all about joy and happiness. Verotzo bechazdoi vetuvoi lezakoi ses nishmas Yisroel sheyizku lesimcha zois. And Hashem, out of his great kindness and goodness, wanted our souls, the Jewish souls, to be able to experience and taste that kind of happiness, infinite happiness. Hainu lasimcha sheloi, to have a taste of Hashem's happiness. Shekefi simchosoi, kein tihye simchosenu, so that our happiness should match the happiness of Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, Al Maima Rabba Bar Bachana, when he's explaining the story of Rabba Bar Bachana, where it says there, Ihu bezekifa vanan beshipuli. He was going up and we were going down. Kifi simchosoi kein simchosenu. Rabbeinu Zal writes there that compared to the joy of Hashem, that's how our joy and happiness is. As the Pasuk says, Yismach Hashem b'masov, Yismach Yisroel b'oisov. Hashem will achieve joy and happiness with all of his creations, and the Jews will be happy with their Creator. These two are relative, they're tied into each other. Ach l'simcha hazois, Iev sheliskois, kim al yidei mitzvois umaisim toivim, shel ha'odom ha'shofol ba'oilom hazeh daika. However, to achieve that kind of simcha, malachim, angels, can have a barbecue, they can eat shawarma, they can be happy, they can enjoy also. But they can never, even the highest of angels, cannot achieve the level of simcha that a Jew will be able to achieve, because the only way you can achieve that kind of simcha is through mitzvos and ma'asim tovim of a human being in this lowly materialistic world, shehu bal b'chira, but performed by a human being who has free choice. Shezoicha lehistaker schoroi al yidei mitzvosov ma'asim tovim she'oise, whereby a Jew is zoicha to earn his reward through the mitzvahs and good deeds that he performs, biyegia gedoyla, through great struggle, al yidei kfias yitzroi hara, by defeating, by controlling, by gaining control over his yetzer hara, over his evil inclination, machma shehu bal bechira, because we have free choice, which is something that nobody, nothing else in creation has to the same degree as we do. And it's this that enables us and allows us to achieve infinite simcha, to be able to taste Hashem's shehu simchas Hashem yisborach biatzmoi, which is the simcha of Hashem himself. It's only because we are so far down in this materialistic gashmius world, and we have a yetzahara, and we have to fight him every minute, and we get muddied, and we get beaten up in black and blue and everything. And if we persist, if we continue to fight, and despite all the efforts of the yetzahara, we are privileged to perform mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, that's what gives us the privilege to go way above the angels and everybody else, and to be able to experience Hashem's joy, the simcha of Hashem himself, infinite simcha. Ki kol zman she'ein mistakrin hasochor al pi avodosoi, because so long as a person is not earning his keep through effort, by working for it, rak she'mekablam hasochor b'matnas chinam, but rather they're being given the reward, the paycheck, without any effort, no work, afal pi she'teva hatoiv lehetiv, that even though it's the nature of Hashem, kaviyachol, the good nature of Hashem, of wanting to give, V'ashem Yisborach chofetz lehetiv loy kol tuv. In other words, it's the nature of goodness to want to give. And Hashem is the ultimate in goodness. So Hashem for sure wants to give. Afal pikein, yefsher sheyizke lesimcha b'shleimus. It is impossible to experience complete joy. Ki kol zman sheinoy zochel estakar schor al pi avedosoy. Because so long as a person is not receiving the reward based on effort, based on working for it, hu bechinas mekabel. That person is a schlepper. He's a receiver. He's in the bechinas mekabel. He's one who's getting stuff for free. Shehi bechinas dalus va'anius, which is an aspect of power. A pauper. He's a pauper. Paupers get stuff for free. He's also getting stuff for free. Shehein bechinas mekablim. The aniyim, anoni, is called a mekabel, one who's a receiver. He doesn't have what to give. He's just a taker. Sheshom ikar ho'atzvus. And that's where depression is to be found. That's where it's easy, it's natural to be depressed when you're a taker, when you don't do anything to earn what you're getting. Because like the Gemara said, a person who's eating something that's not his, that he didn't work for, he didn't do anything to get it, to deserve it, he's embarrassed. He's full of embarrassment, shame. And embarrassment goes together with depression, Rachman Otzlan. V'chol achilosoi hu lechem atzlus v'atzvus. And all of his food, all of what he's receiving, is all in the category of laziness and depression. Those two go together. Bechinas be'itzovoin toichaleno, as the Pasuk says, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued a curse. You're going to eat with depression. Shenemar al ho'oni hamekabel. And that Pasuk is also referring to poor people. A poor person has to put his hand out, and people have to give him where he's not a gift, where he's not earning it anyway. Even when he buys food, even when he gets food, he can't enjoy it fully. The same way a person who worked for it and earned it. Ubishvil ze biatzmoi bora shemizborach kol habriya kula. And this is the reason why Hashem created everything. Kedei so that the Jewish souls would not be eating bread of embarrassment, bread of shame, bread of depression. Hashem wanted our souls to be zoche to the ultimate reward, the reward that's waiting for us. Shehu simcha bo yisborach, which is to enjoy Hashem, to be happy with Hashem, simcha she'ein lo keitz, a happiness that's infinite. It's not billions, it's not trillions, it's much more than that. Shel simcha zu ef shel iskois b'shum oifen, and it is impossible for a person to experience that simcha unless he is not a taker at all, unless he's a total giver. Because as long as a person is receiving, there's some depression attached to that person. There's poverty attached. That person still, even if he gets a billion, person who receives an inheritance, daddy dies and leaves him $1 billion. Is he rich? No, he's poor. He's poor because he got it for free. He didn't earn it. He didn't deserve, he didn't do anything to work for it to deserve it. He can't possibly enjoy that the same way a person who did something to deserve it, who did something to work for it. Bechinas be'itzovo in toichaleno, as the Pasuk says, that there are many, many people in the world who are eating atzvus. They're eating, they're living. And people, again, many times the rich people, when they see a poor guy go buy himself a chicken, why is he buying chicken? He should be buying used vegetables. He's what, I can barely buy a chicken nowadays with today's economy. Who said, why should he be buying a chicken? And they don't know that even if this poor person bought himself a steak, he chokes on it a little bit. He chokes on it because inside he knows that he didn't work for it. He didn't have that pleasure, that enjoyment of doing something, fighting to earn that, to deserve it in a sense. And therefore, it is impossible for us to achieve that future reward, that ultimate goodness that's waiting for us, Hainu la simcha anal, the simcha of Hashem, the infinite simcha, kiim al yedei avoidosoi, other than by working for it in this world, by struggling, fighting the Yetzirah, to study Torah, to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. She'oz, when a person does that, einoi mekabel klal. He is no longer a mekabel. He's no longer a charity case. He's no longer getting it for receiving a donation. It ain't a donation, it's a paycheck. Ve'ein nechaz boi shum atzvus. And then there is no depression attached to it. There's no sadness. Ve'oz yiske al yedei avoidosoi l'simcha she'ein lokeitz. And then that person, through his serving Hashem, will be able to enjoy infinite simcha, she'i'ef sher lisko yisloseh, which is impossible to achieve, ki'im mi she'enoi b'chinas mekabel klal, unless the person is 0% mekabel. He's 0% taker. He don't take nothing from nobody. He's just a giver. He's a doer. He's producing all the time. He's giving all the time. He's giving Hashem nachas. He's looking for every way possible to give. He's not looking to take. He's not taking anything. Rav Nosson Zal repeated this and elaborated on this because this is Yiddishkeit in one paragraph. This is not just Yiddishkeit. This is the story of creation till the end of time. He just summed up the whole purpose of creation and everything existing in the world. This is what it's really all about. This was Hashem's goal. This is what Hashem was looking to take out. The product, the final product that Hashem was looking for from the whole creation is that there should be human beings who will achieve a level of tzaddikim, they will get to the level of tzaddik, who will serve Hashem in such a manner that no interest in reward at all, not, they're givers, total givers, like Hashem, just like Hashem. Hashem don't need nothing from nobody, right? Hashem doesn't have to come on to anybody for anything. So too, these tzaddikim rise to a level where they're not looking to, they're just giving. They're wall-to-wall giving. Just like the Pasuk says, Loi ve'rosha ve'lo yishalem, the Rosha borrows and doesn't return. V'tzadik choinein v'noisein. The tzadik is all about giving. He's just giving and giving and giving. That's what he's all about. Paragraph Tes. U'kishebor Hashem yisborach sabriya, and when Hashem went ahead and created the world, v'oz lo yhoyu adayin shum avoida, and at that point in time, there was no production. There was nobody to produce. Man was not in existence. The Torah hadn't been given. V'shum isarusa de lesato klal. There was no initiative from below. Nobody did anything to deserve, to cause Hashem to react by creating the world. Hashem made the first move. V'hutzruch livroi sabriya bechazdoi. And therefore, Hashem was forced to go ahead to create with out of pure kindness, as an act of kindness. B'toiras chesed levad. Purely charitable act. Not deserved in any way yet. Nobody did anything to deserve it yet. V'alkein hoyo'oz ho'ilam bebechinas mekabel. And therefore, the world at that point in time, when it was first created, was in the category of taker. Me'achar shenivra rak b'chesed chinam levad b'lishum yisarus alasata. Because of the fact that the world had been created out of the pure kindness and generosity of Hashem, without any yisarus alasata, without any initiative from the other side. ובשביל זה היו אחיזת הדין בבריאת העולם. That's why the midas hadin was attached to creation. The pasuk begins Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'esoretz, that the creation was with Elokim midas hadin. Ve'isa, it is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah she'ikar achizas hadin hu rak al yedei shenivra ha'olam b'li yisarus ed osata, that the whole reason why the midas hadin was able to exist and have power is because of the fact that the world was created in this format. Freebie, no isarusa de lasata at all. Kemuvon bekisvei Arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. Hainu kanal, and this fits beautifully with what we learned earlier. Shemach ma shebeshas bria soilom, lo yhoyo adayin shum isarusa de lasata klal, because of the fact that at the time of creation, there was no other side, there was no initiative from anybody to do anything to deserve Hashem creating the trees and the plants and all of this stuff. But rather, Hashem created the world out of pure kindness, free be, matnas chinam. Nimtza, we see therefore, that the whole creation, the whole, was in the category of taker. The whole thing was one big taker, receiver. Shehu bechinas atzvus kanal, which is synonymous with depression. This is one of the reasons why we find today, you read about, you see it all around you. You see rich parents who have rich kids. The kid gets everything he wants. He has anything daddy can have. Daddy this, daddy that. Daddy gives him everything, and daddy thinks that this is gonna help him. It's gonna make sure that there's peace in the family, everything, because what could be bad? What could hurt if I give him everything he asks for? And unless daddy learns this Likutei Halachos here, he don't know that that's not the way it works. That's a one-way ticket to atzvus. That leads to depression. The kid might look happy at first when he gets this toy and that toy, all the different toys, but the Torah don't lie. If the Torah says that that's not real happiness, you're going to see that that's not real happiness. It might work for a few minutes, for a few days, but then there's going to be the lack of happiness, the lack of fulfillment. A person cannot feel really fulfilled when they get something for free, when they know they don't deserve it, they didn't do anything to earn it. The atzvus hu sitra dedina kiyadua. And we know that depression is from the left side. That's midas hadin. V'alkein behechra choyo achizas hadin b'shas b'riyas oylam. And this is why the midas hadin was definitely alive and well at the time of creation. Machmas sheloy hoyo sarus ed lasata. Because there had been no initiative from down below. Nothing was done to deserve, to get Hashem to give, to get Hashem to do. We know the pasuk says, Shuvu Eli for Shuv Aleichem. Hashem says, you come towards me, I'll come towards you. Right now we're in the middle of counting the Omer. What is the counting of the Omer all about? For 49 days, we are walking towards Hashem. We are climbing a ladder. What happens on the 50th day? Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem says, good boy, you did it, you made it to the finish line, you counted the 49 days, you climbed the 49 steps, the 50th step is mine. I will come towards you, I will come down towards you. But again, that's the Seder, that's the right order. Our move, we make the first move, and Hashem responds. When it's done in that way, then it's pure simcha, then it's pure joy. Because of the fact that there was no isarus ed lasata, so the world was in the form of taker, shu b'chinas atzvus, b'chinas din, which is depression, judgment. And it's from that midas hadin, from that shaloikas seder, that's what causes all the suffering that we have in this world. The illness, the lack of parnasa, the wars, it's all based on that original midas hadin. V'alkein, and therefore, יאפשר להמתיק הדין הזה ולסכן הוילם ולמלא חיסרון הוילם קיים על ידי הצדיק ואמס. And therefore it's impossible to sweeten that judgment, to fix the world, to repair everything that's lacking, to fill everything that's missing, other than through the true tzaddik shezoyche lasoy samitzvah besimcha gedoyla mehamitzvah yatzma, who is on a level that he performs mitzvahs with such joy and happiness that his olam haba is in the mitzvah itself. Ve'enoy roitze lekabel shum schar olam haba. He don't want anything from Hashem. Keep your reward, Hashem. Keep your 100, keep your million, keep your billions. I don't need it, Hashem. The mitzvah itself is my reward. Working is the most rewarding thing in my life is working for you. That's my paycheck. I don't need no paycheck. My paycheck is the satisfaction that I have in performing the mitzvah. It's only those tzaddikim on that madrega who are in a position to fix the problem, to repair this situation. That tzaddik, yochoy lesakein hoyla mikol achesroinus, can rectify and repair the world from everything that's wrong with it, everything that's lacking in it. Ulahamtik kol hadinim, and to eliminate all judgments, to sweeten all judgments. Kizeh hatzadik einoy bechinas mekabel klal, because that tzaddik is not a taker at all, whatsoever. Ve'ein boi shum achizas ho'atzvus vadin klal. And because he's not a mekabel, there's no atzvus, there's no midas adin by him. He is wall-to-wall simcha, because he ain't taking from anybody. He's not taking from Hashem. He's just giving, giving, giving. He's all about giving. Ki kol zman she'ein zoichen lebechina zu. Because as long as a person has not yet gotten to that level, but rather, the person is still looking for some kind of future reward for his mitzvahs. Afal pi shehu tzadik gomur be'emes. Even if the person is a complete tzaddik, he only does mitzvahs. He doesn't do any sins at all, not in thought, not in speech, not in action, not with his fellow human being, not towards Hashem. Ve'yesh loy olam haba harbe. And he has earned major, major olam haba. Ve'chelkoy b'chayim ashrei loy. And his portion is in the world of eternal life. Afal pikein adayin yeshboy achizas bechinas mekabel ktsas. He is still a little bit of a taker. Shehu eze achizem bechinas atzvus, which means there's still a little bit of atzvus associated with him. Ki afal pi shezocho leistaker schar olam haba sheloi b'schar mitzvos v'maisim tovim. Because even though he was zoche to earn his future world through all of his good deeds and mitzvahs and everything, afal pikein hakol hu matnas chinam, it's still gift, it's still freebie. He didn't really earn it. Vu bechinas mekabel, he's still a taker. You know why? I'll show you why. Because the Medrash says in Vayikra chapter 27, Hashem says to all the tzaddikim, to all of these people, ki mi higdimani vashalim loy. Let somebody present me a bill, Hashem says. I want to see somebody come and present me with an invoice. Let's see somebody who made a first move towards me. I'll pay him. Big shot. You put up mezuzahs. You went and spent $3,000 to put up 30 mezuzahs. Each mezuzah is $100 on your house. Hashem says, I gave you $3 million to buy the house, buddy. So who owes who? You're presenting a receipt? You're telling me I have to give you olam haba because you're such a good boy. You perform the mitzvah of mezuzah, so I owe you. What are you, nuts? I owe you 3,000. You owe me 3 billion. You better run. You better get out of sight before. The Gemara tells a story like this. The Gemara says when Alexander the Great was conquering the world, and he was running. He at one point the Egyptians decided this is our opportunity to get the Jews. Because Alexander considered himself a judge, justice, the ultimate supreme court, world court. So they came to him one time with a claim that the Jews owe. The Jews owe us. These bandits left Egypt. They took all of that money, the gold and silver and everything, and they ran away with it. And now came our time to cash in our chips. There's Alexander the Great, who's ruling the world. He can compel, or he can force the Jews to give it back. So the Gemara says there was a Jew, a simple Jew, who said, let me go. Let me go respond to these turkeys. If you send a big rabbi, then just in case he loses, it might be in bad. Send me. So even if I lose, it won't be any big. He went, and he was there, and he heard out the whole claim of the Egyptians, and he said, wow. Anybody understand? That's a real legitimate cleft course. How much is it? They said 35 billion, 800 million. Really, really. So he took it. He said, okay, let's go back and talk to the Jewish accountants. Let's go back to the accountants and see what we can do about this. And then he came back to Alexander the Great and said, their claim is obviously 100% legitimate. We do owe them the 33 billion. However, there's this other little thing here, this other little tick file here regarding the 600,000 Jews that worked for 210 years with no pay, with beatings and everything and everything, and a couple other things on that bill, and he submitted that bill, and that bill wasn't 33 billion, it was 330 billion. And Alexander the Great reviewed it and said, yes, makes perfect sense, 330. Yes, definitely. The Gemara says during the night, he said, tomorrow morning we will reconvene this court. During that morning, the Egyptians sneaked away. They ran home with their tails between their ears, not between their legs, and never heard from them again. So here again, we have the case of Hashem saying to religious Jews who are expecting to be rewarded, who feel that they're owed, they deserve, Hashem says, "Mi hekdimani v'ashalim loy." Who preceded me? Who came before me? Let him submit his bill and let's see if I owe him. Ukamay shadosh Rabbi Senesla, as the Medrash says there, klum osali mezuzah at sheloi nasati loy bayis. Which Jew put up mezuzahs before I gave him a house? Klum osali tzitzis, which person put on tzitzis, at sheloi nasati loy beged, before I gave him a garment. Vegam hamezuzah biatzma vatzitzis biatzma, heim gamkin shel Hashem Yisborach. And the $100 for the mezuzah, buddy, who gave you that $100? That's also my money. Vegam kol hakoyach ha'odom, v'chiyusoy, v'gufoy v'evorov. And the whole power of a human being, the fact that you're breathing, and your energy, and the blood, and your organs, all parts of your body, hakoyel shel Hashem Yisborach levadei. All of that also came from Hashem. Hashem gave you all of that. Ki mimcho hakoyel, as the pasuk says, Hashem, everything is from you, umiyodcho nosanu lach, and it's from your hand that we're giving you. So we ain't giving Hashem anything. Anything we're giving Hashem, it's like a kid who goes out and buys his father a $10,000 or $25,000 Rolex watch for his birthday. And he looks at it, he says, Daddy, guess what I did? I bought you this beautiful, beautiful watch for your birthday. And Daddy says, where'd you get the money, son? And he says, from your drawer. Where do we get all the money? I took it from your drawer, Daddy. Ve'im kein. And if that's the case, how does a person deserve reward, paycheck in the future world for the service of Hashem? If in actuality everything is really Hashem's, because all the good deeds that we perform, anything good that we do it only because Hashem enables it. Hashem makes it possible. He gives me the money to give charity. He gives me the energy to walk to shul. He gives me the feet with which to walk to shul. V'alkein, and therefore, kol zman shehodom roitze schar b'shvil mitzvoysov, so long as a person still wants and is expecting reward for his mitzvahs, afal pi shebe'emes yizkeh l'socher atoiv atzof, even though he's going to be rewarded, Hashem is going to give him reward, afal pikein hu bebechinas mekabel. That person is still a second-class citizen. He's a mekabel. He's a taker. Ki mi hegdimani vasham. Because again, Hashem looks at him and says, ha 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 ha, paycheck, funny. You, we'll call it a paycheck. Yeah, yeah, but you know and I know. You know and I know. Umeachar shu adayin bebechinas mekabel. And so long as this person is still in the category of a taker, al kein ein loy koyach lahamtik hadin hanechas boilam. That person is not qualified to be able to sweeten the judgments, to be mamtik dinim in the world. Shehakol nishtalshel mehadin hanechas mitchila sabria. Whereby we know that all din, all judgments, all illnesses, lack of parnasa, suffering, hell, everything, all originates from that original din, from the original midas hadin, the bereishis bor elikim, the fact that Hashem created the world with a midas hadin, a prosecution, a claim that, hey, you're all a bunch of takers. No, nobody gave me anything for this world. I gave all of this to you for free. It's only, all the din in the world is only because of the fact that the world was in the category of mekabel, shehu bechinas atzvus, which is synonymous with depression, hepach hasimcha, which is the opposite of joy and happiness. V'alkein, and therefore, zeh hatzadik, this tzadik who's doing millions of mitzvahs, but he's expecting reward. He's hoping, he's waiting for reward. That tzaddik bevadai eino yochoy lahamtik ulevat ladin legamri. That tzaddik cannot eliminate all midas hadin, all judgments and stuff from the world completely. Me'achar shehu gam kein adayin bebechinas mekabel. Because that tzaddik is still a little bit in the category of mekabel. Me'achar sheroitze lekabel olam haba. Because he's waiting with his hand out. He's waiting to be rewarded. He's waiting to receive. Ubevadai ein simchosoi me'amitzvah b'shleimus. And therefore, his joy and happiness from the mitzvah is not 100%. Ki ikar hasimcha hu, kishenoi bebechinas mekabel klal. Because perfection of simcha is only when the person is zero mekabel, 0% mekabel. He's not looking for, he don't need nothing. He don't need no reward, nothing, nothing, nothing. Ki bebechinas mekabel, shom nechaz ho'atzvus, shehu hepech ha'simcha. Because if, when we're talking about somebody who's receiving, a taker, that's where atzvus naturally sets in and is associated with that. And therefore, that person can't fix everything that needs to be repaired in the world. He cannot fill in everything that's lacking in the world. Dahainu lahamtik hadin, meaning to sweeten the midas hadin, to eliminate the midas hadin. By the way, Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos in Even Ho'ezer, where he talks about the laws of marriage, explains there why it's natural for women to be drawn into atzvus, into depression, into sad, unhappiness, insecurity, because a woman is a mekabel. A woman is not supposed to be going out to her. She's supposed to receive. Under the chuppah, the husband says, I'm giving and you're taking. I'm giving you the ring. I'll give you food, clothing. I hereby obligate myself to give. And you obligate yourself to take. That's synonymous with atzvus. That's why the law says chayiv odom lesameach es ishtoi, that the husband has an obligation to make her happy. She's happy. She's got a nose. She's got a mouth just like me. Why shouldn't she be happy? She don't get the bills are made out to my name. The bill don't say her name. The electric bill don't have her. It has my name on it. Why shouldn't she be happy? The answer is, because this is the secret of creation, this is the secret of life, of the world. To know that happiness goes together with giving, unhappiness, depression, comes from taking, receiving. As long as a person is a taker, they're receiving, it's only natural for there to be some unhappiness, some depression. It's only to the degree that she is privileged to give. If she gives her husband full support, she says, I'm with you, go learn, go die, go. I'm with you all the way. Anything I can possibly give to help you do what you need to do, I'm with you all the way. Then she can experience joy and happiness. Then the wife is the crown on her husband's head. There's a pasuk, Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala, that the woman of valor is not equal to her husband, she's above her husband, and she's the crown on his head. And the crown, another word for crown, is simcha, happiness. There's a pasuk, V'simchas Oilam Al Roisham, eternal happiness on their heads, not Birosh Al Roisham. The keser, another word for keser, is simcha. That's what a Jewish woman can achieve if she does everything in her power to give. Give, give, give in the ways that only she can. In the ways that only a woman, there are certain things that only a woman can give. That level of support and trust, you know, that a husband needs to get from a wife. We'll hold it over here for now.